Alright, here we go. What's good? I am back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett. We live over here on TikTok, and we're pre-recording for YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Got my little sticky notes, put my topics, got to get those together. Before we get started, don't forget, please hit that click now, subscribe button in the right-hand corner. Hit that like, hit that share. Comment. Don't forget the podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC and PromoPalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music or your brand, please check out PromoPalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, you're a cat lover, you're an animal lover, please check out newlitter.com for new litter apparel. We got t-shirts, hoodies, sneakers, and we got dog bandanas as well for your dogs to wear. No cat apparel at the moment, but coming soon. Also, don't forget, for Shizzle, I got to shout out Dizzle Brand. Just add ice, Dizzle on ice. Check them out. DizzleBrand.com. Do your Dizzle. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and more. You know, for y'all TikTokers, y'all can check it out over here. You know, DizzleBrand.com. Don't forget, the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Odyssey, Google, and like a dozen other platforms. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast, and that'll come out. First, I'm going to get into a couple football things. Big Ben and the Steelers, they're done. Steelers, they made a mistake. They should have passed up on Big Ben last year. They should have moved on. He was horrific at the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they was thinking, but this is what I think about Big Ben and the Steelers' chances. They have none. You know? So I'm not going to stay at that too long. Go over a couple of these scores that happened in the NFL. Carolina beat Houston 24-9. Tennessee beat Indianapolis 25-16. Atlanta beat the Giants 17-14. I didn't see that coming. Everybody thought Atlanta was just complete worst in the league, and turns out it's actually the Giants, more like the New York Midgets right now. The Chargers beat the Chiefs 30-24. Bengals beat Pittsburgh 24-10. Bears got mollywopped by the Browns 26-6. And Justin Fields, his first start, was a disaster. Baltimore beat Detroit, because who was Detroit beating? Saints beat New England 28-13. Arizona beat Jacksonville 31-19. Jacksonville might not win a game this year. Trevor Lawrence ain't looking too good. Buffalo 43-21 over Washington. Denver 26-0 over the Jets. Zach Wilson ain't looking too shabby for him right now. Miami lost 31-28. Raiders beat them. Minnesota beat the Seahawks 30-17, which I didn't see coming. Rams won 34-24 with the Buccaneers. I thought they could win that game. Green Bay 30-28 over San Fran. Let me talk about that game for a minute. Like, Aaron Rodgers, 37 seconds. Like, Rob Parker made a comment saying that he tried to tell his wife, ex-wife of 7 years, that you can get the job done in 37 seconds with no timeouts. Well, if you're Aaron Rodgers, fortunately, you can. Aaron Rodgers is one of the most poised quarterbacks I've ever seen in my entire life, man. I mean, it don't matter how many seconds left. And that's why, like, Aaron Rodgers has every right to be pissed at Matt LaFleur of not putting the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands at the end of the game and going for the field goal. Like, Aaron Rodgers has every right, man. I mean, he clearly shows you why he's a bad man, according to Stephen A. Smith. And then you got the last game, Philly got crushed by Dallas 41-21. And they got crushed. Like, I try to say pump the brakes on Philly. Just because you have one good game and then the season opener, let's pump the brakes. You know, pump the brakes. All right, I'm going to get into these other topics. See, this is the problem with the WNBA right here. The Phoenix Mercury got kicked out of two playoff home games. One, they got kicked out for a concert. I don't even know who the concert is. It really doesn't matter because any mainstream musician is bigger than Phoenix Mercury combined. And then they got kicked out for Disney on Ice. That just goes to show you, man, that they don't make no money. Because the WNBA loses an average of $10 million a year. If you're losing $10 million a year, why the hell is anybody thinking they should get pay raises? No, you don't get pay raises when the business is losing $10 million a year. And you're part of the reason it's losing $10 million a year. You know, your celebrity status ain't big enough. Your fame ain't big enough. Your social media following ain't big enough. You know, I mean, there's bitch players in the NBA that got more followers than the superstars in the WNBA. You know, so the WNBA, I mean, this is what I think about them wanting more money. Are you kidding me? You lose it $10 million a year. Ain't nobody getting no raise that works for me or works for any league that I own or operate if I'm losing $10 million a year. Until we figure out how to profit that $10 million back, no. It ain't happening, man. You know? It's like, what are y'all talking about here, man? It's like, no. You know? That just shows you most of the teams are not making a profit in the WNBA. I'm about to pull something up. Pull a couple topics up right here. I'm going to get into this. I probably got into this before. But, I saw something, I'm like, yeah, I got to get into this. You know, it's like such a double standard that Democrats say a vaccine passport or vaccine proof of vaccination is not racist, but they say a voter ID is racist. Okay, well, first of all, they're only requiring proof of vaccination in places in California and New York. All right, so let's think about this. Now, New York knows, the governor of New York knows, the mayor of New York City knows that a higher percentage of African Americans and people of color are not vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated, so I'm not even going to go against that one bit. So they know that. They know that. But they want to require proof of vaccination. Now, that could look like racial discrimination. When you clearly know that a high number of, you know, it's such a double standard. It's like Democrats clearly know that a high amount of colored people or African Americans are not vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated, right? But you require proof of vaccination knowing that. So it almost looks like you're only allowing whites in the restaurants and you're not allowing colored people. Now, to me, that's not the case. Because first of all, getting a vaccination is a choice. It's a choice. People should be able to choose to get vaccinated. Kids don't really have a choice because they're kids. They have to go off of what their parents say and how their parents raise them unless they want to move out and live their own lives. Now, adults, when you're adults, everything in life should be a choice. You know, where you work should be a choice. You know, what kind of car you get should be a choice. Where you live should be a choice. You know, and, you know, so basically, it's a choice. And so is voting. Voting is a choice. To me, neither one of them are racist. Right, voter ID is not racist. I mean, like, literally, there's an article right here that literally says, reality. Photo ID required for almost everything in life. So if you're going to say that a voter ID is racist, which it's not, because I don't, voting is a choice. I choose not to vote. You know what I'm saying? And if they tell me I have to have an ID to vote, then I would comply with that. Even though I always say this, even though I don't agree with the laws of man, there's plenty of laws of man that have consequences if you don't follow them. You know, let's go on a list of all these things that require voter ID. Or no, require ID. Excuse me. Not voter ID, but ID. DMV. You're required to have some form of identification to obtain a driver's license. You can't even get a driver's license without some form of ID. Is that racist? Airports. Try boarding a commercial flight these days without a photo ID. Is that racist? Because if that's the case, every country on the planet is racist then. Because they all require passports, which requires photo ID to get. That means every country on the planet is racist. Hospitals. Most hospitals require some form of ID for any outpatient or inpatient procedure. The last time I ended up in the emergency room, they were still asking for my ID. So, yes, they want to know who you are at the hospital. Pharmacy. We have to show our driver's license to purchase over-the-counter sinus medication like Co-Advil, let alone a prescription. Is that racist? You know, there's a lot of legal drugs being sold out there. You know, hospitals do need to know who the hell they're admitting and if you got insurance or not, you know. And if you die, they don't know who it is. How the hell do they know who to contact? You know, that makes all the common sense in the world that a hospital probably needs to know who the hell you are so they could probably see if they could look up your blood type and all your past medical history and all types of things, you know, that could help you. Oh, here's another one. Wow, who can open up a bank account without an ID? Without some form of ID? Many banks require some form of ID to carry out any transaction, except perhaps making a deposit. And yeah, anybody can deposit money in your account. But anybody can't just withdraw, or you can't just do wire transfers. That requires identification and stuff like that. Writing a check. Most stores want to see a ID when you write a check. That's been forever. Yes, forever. Using credit cards. Yes, a lot of places want to see ID. Gun shop, yes, when I went to buy my shotgun, yes, I had to have an ID. Is that racist? No. Because if you commit a crime with that shotgun, they need to know who that shotgun belongs to. Let's see. Social Security office, yes, it requires identification for you to get another. If you lose your Social Security card, you got to have forms of identification to get a new one. Duh, you didn't know that? Then you're stowing in a bag of bricks. Pawn shops, they require ID for it. If you want to get a loan from a pawn shop, they're going to want to see your ID. Is that racist? Because they ask for your ID on a freaking loan so they know who the hell the pawn slip writes out to? I mean, that sounds like common sense that they might need to know who the pawn slip signs out to. But they're asking for ID, so it might be racist. Let's see. Unemployment. Oh, my bad. Skip. Jail. Yes, if you go to jail, they're going to want to see your ID. Everybody's ID. They're going to want to see everybody's ID. Not just people of color, white people too. Is that racist? Courts. Courts require ID for you to conduct any form of business with them. Is that racist? Unemployment. If you want to file for unemployment, requires identification. Because guess what? Guess what? They need to know who they got to fill the unemployment checks out to. Duh. Well, how the hell else will you get unemployment if they don't know who's filing unemployment and where to send the checks? Seems like a lot of common sense to me. Oh, adoption agency. Guess what? You can't just adopt a kid without identification. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Because we sure as hell, we don't need some known sex offender or pedophile or child molester adopting kids. Now, do we? We might not need some known felons adopting kids, do we? But guess what? It's probably racist if you ask for ID for an adoption agency, because so is a voter ID. You know, parole and probation. Of course they're going to want to know who the hell that's on parole or probation. Auto insurance. Why? What do you know? Auto insurance requires ID. Who could have figured? Because why not just give auto insurance to a random stranger and not know who the hell they are? Passport. Oh, didn't I go over that one already? Passports require identification. But guess what? I'm guessing every country on the planet is racist because they require identification for a passport. Post office. Wow. I had to show a photo ID to pick up a package. Wow. Who would have known that they wouldn't just let a random stranger pick up a package at a post office? Who would have known? But guess what? That's racist because they asked for identification. Oh my gosh, man. I mean, like, stop it. Stop. Oh, here's another one. Alcohol. If you want to buy alcohol. This right here. This stuff I got right here. Alcohol, if you want to buy that. Guess what that requires? Who would have known? It requires an ID, identification. But apparently that's racist to ask for identification. Because we don't want somebody that's underage buying alcohol. Duh. Cigarettes. Oh, you know what? Apparently it must be racist to ask for identification for cigarettes. Because apparently we don't need, you know, we don't want underage people, you know, buying cigarettes. Open a bank account. Went over there. Wow. Guess what? If you want to apply for food stamps, guess what? Which, yes, me and my mom was on welfare and had food stamps when I was a kid, 5 or 6 years old, getting a big box of welfare cheese. Guess what? They require identification. Who would have known? But apparently that's racist. You know? Apply for welfare. Guess what? Which my mom and us were on because my mom was a single parent working 2 shifts just to put a roof over our head. Yes, guess what? They require identification, but who would have knew? It must be racist. Medicaid. Oh, Medicaid. If you want to apply for Medicaid, who would have knew? Who would have thought? You got to have an ID. Who would have ever known? Only a rocket scientist would have known that, probably, right? Oh, guess what? We already know unemployment. What about if you want to go and try to get a job? Guess what they require? Who would have known? Who would have known but a rocket scientist that they require IDs for you to get a job? So who the hell else would they would have known to make the workers check out to and to take taxes out. How the hell else would they know to take taxes out? Because guess what? Every job, they're just psychics. They could just, you know, randomly make a psychic prediction of who you are and who to take the taxes out for Social Security and Medicaid. They could just take a wild guess because they're psychics. You know, they don't need identification to know who you are when you get a job and that, you know, who to take taxes out on. They're psychics. Everybody who's hires people with psychics. You didn't know that? Freaking. Guess what? Wow. When I wanted to rent a house, I had to prove who the hell I was. Who would have known? Who would have known but a rocket scientist that you have to show a form of ID to rent, buy a house, or apply for a mortgage? Nobody would have known that but a rocket scientist. You know, all this I'm going over is common knowledge, common sense. But y'all act like only rocket scientists are supposed to know this. Drive, buy, or rent a car. Well, guess what? Hey, if you want to rent a car from the rental agency, guess what? Who would have known you got to have an ID and a credit card at that? Who would have known? You got to have an ID to show with your credit card. Who would ever know that? Only a rocket scientist would have known that. So let's get this straight. You got to have an ID to get the driver's license, to get the driver's insurance, to rent a car or buy a car. None of that's racist, but soon as somebody says we got to have an ID to vote, that's racist. No, it's a hypocrisy and a double standard. Let's see. Wow, who would have known? Who would have known if you want to get married that you got to provide proof of identification? Nobody would have known that but a rocket scientist. I mean, that's not common knowledge. We already did purchase a gun. Oh, wow. Who would have known if you want to adopt a pet? You got to show a form of ID. But guess what? Must be racist. Somebody's got to provide a form of identification to adopt a pet. Wow. Who would have known? I would have never known this. You know, I only had to do this a trillion times. Who would have known I had to provide identification when renting a hotel room? Who would have known that? But a rocket scientist. But guess what? It must be racist to ask for identification when you rent a hotel room. Wow, who would have known this? I wouldn't have known this because I don't got a hunting license, but the common sense, I got a lot of common sense. So yeah, I know this. Yes, you got to show a form of ID when getting a hunting license. But guess what? Must be racist. Must be racist. Fishing license. Wow. Who would have known you got to show identification for getting a fishing license but the Bassmasters? Stop it. Wow. Who would have known that you need to provide proof of identification when getting a cell phone account? Who would have known that you got to provide proof of identification for your cell phone account? Wow. Visit a casino. I didn't know that. I didn't know you got to have ID when visiting a casino. I never know that. But it must be racist. You know, pick up a prescription. We knew that one, went over that one. Hold a rally or protest. I didn't know that one. I didn't know you had to have proof of an ID to hold a rally or protest. Wow, blood donations. Who would have known you got to provide proof of ID for blood donations? But it must clearly be racist. Must clearly be racist. Wow. Who would have known you got to provide ID to buy an M-rated video game? But it clearly must be racist to provide proof of ID when, you know, buying an M-rated video game. Wow! Who would have known that you gotta provide ID to purchase nail polish at CVS? I didn't know that one. I did not know that one. but it must clearly be racist. Sounds more sexist to me. You know what? A man can't just, he's got to show ID to buy nail polish at CVS? Sounds more sexist than racist to me. Purchase certain cold medicines. Oh, but not to vote. But now, you don't need an ID to vote. You can just clearly go vote under a random name that's not you. Yeah, you know what I think about the voter ID and being racist? It's a hypocrisy. It's a double standard. Because if you're going to say voter ID is racist, then vaccine proof and vaccine passports are racist too. And they're not really racist either. You know? Even though I don't agree with them, I don't agree that anybody should have to provide proof of vaccination. One thing over Kyrie Irving on this when they asked him about vaccination is like, you know, can y'all just stay out of my private business? Even though the whole world knows you're not vaccinated, but that's not the whole world's business, you know what I'm saying? But being a celebrity, being Kyrie, news like that just gets out there. But, you know, it's nobody's business. Even though I said I'm not vaccinated, it's not, you know, if somebody comes and clearly asks me, are you vaccinated, like a complete stranger, I'm going to tell them to kick rocks and mind their own business. You know, if one of my friends asks me, yeah, I'll tell my friend, you know, but a complete stranger to feel like I'm obligated to have to tell a complete stranger if I'm vaccinated or not. No, hell no. No, right? No, get out of here with that. It's none of your business. And I said this vaccine passport and proof thing, you're going to go down a rabbit's hole with this and a slippery slope with this, man, because you're going to have more fights and violent situations going on where people want to fight people because they got to show proof of vaccination. And, you know, like I said on another podcast, if a business decides they want to, you know, require proof of vaccination, they got that right. They own that business. If I require somebody to show proof of vaccination to come to my house and they don't want to show proof of vaccination, and if they're just going to walk up in my house without showing proof, they're going to get drug out by their hair. They're going to get literally drug out by my hair. Because that's like, this is the thing y'all got to understand about a business owner. When you violate his business, or you think you just going to do whatever you want in his business, it's like going in somebody's house and spitting in his house. And if you just come in my house and spit in my house, spit on my floor, you get drug out by your hair, man. And if you don't want to go willingly then, you're going to go out in a body bag. You know, plain and simple, man. Like, you can't just go up in somebody's private property or somebody's business or somebody's apartment and do what you want to do. Think you can dictate things when you don't own jack there. You own nothing in that business. What the owner says goes. It's his business. That's his house. But people want to come up in a business and disrespect people in their own business. You know, I work for a guy who owns 7 McDonald's, and that ain't happening. You ain't coming up in his McDonald's and disrespecting him in his face. You're going to kick rocks. And if you don't think you're going to kick rocks, he's going to probably call the police, and they're going to drag you out of there face first. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. Like, the government's dictating that the business has no choice in this matter. But even if the business decides they want to mandate vaccine proof, that's their priority. That's their business. They can do what they want. You as a customer, don't get to dictate nobody's business just because your feelings is hurt. Just because you can't do what you want in their business. Like I said, that's like going to somebody's house and disrespect them in their own home. And you get whatever the consequences is, you just disrespecting somebody in their own home, you deserve it. You disrespect anybody in their own home, you get your ass whooped, you get drug out face first. If you get shot and killed, you deserved it. You don't go to nobody's house and disrespect them in their own home, man. You ask it for it. You ask it for it, man. Don't the most sacred place is my home, my house. And a business, an owner's business is one of his other homes. If I own two homes, you don't get to go and neither one of them come up in there and disrespect me. And think it's going to just end peacefully. No, it's not ending peacefully. You disrespect me in my own home. I mean, even the people, my landlord can't even disrespect me in my own home. Before I tell them to get the hell out. And then they don't get out. Guess what? I'm going to call the police and have them drug out. Because I know my rights. You know? But yeah, man. That's what I think about this. Voter ID is not racist. The Democrats are such a hypocrite, double standard. Y'all sitting there, y'all ain't screaming racism on vaccine proof and vaccine passports, but you want to scream it on voter ID. Stop it. Everything in the damn planet, damn near, as an adult, requires identification. You know, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This is the Paul Pickett Podcast. This is episode, 63. Don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, you're a cat lover, animal rights activist, you like t-shirts, hoodies, sneakers, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. Also a sponsor of this podcast. For Shizzle, also got a shout out, one of my favorite brands, Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. Do your Dizzle, just add ice, Dizzle. For you TikTokers, there you go. Check them out, Dizzlebrand.com. Don't forget, the audio version goes to Apple, Spotify, Google, Odyssey, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podchaser, and a dozen more. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. Your source for music, sports, music, politics, world events, and more, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Please show support. Hit that click now, subscribe button. Hit that like, hit that share, comment, good or bad. All engagement. No such thing as bad engagement. All engagement is good engagement when it comes to social media. We accept all engagement at the Paul Pickett Podcast. You want to show hate? Hey, hate. Because all you're going to do is help me out. Engagement is good. You want to show love? I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Once again, thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out. Episode 63, Paul Pickett Podcast.